views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy to be here today, doing readings and talking energy. Benny, thank you so much for steering this ship, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Today, I thought I would just be available to do readings for you. I'm doing 3-card tarot card readings for callers today, with the first card representing the current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already. The reason is that a reading pulls from the universe well, so to speak, and if we go to the well too often, the messages that come up can be redundant and superfluous. That being said, I always love updates, so if you put some ideas into place based on a reading that I gave you and want to share, please do. So every psychic reader, medium, metaphysical practitioner has a different style, philosophy, and technique. There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, I love when I have guests on the show who approach their work in a different way than I do, as that only adds to options and opportunities available. So with that in mind, particularly for those who may be tuning in to the show for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about who I am and my approach to readings. By the way, if you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. I am an intuitive coach and a professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, even though some of the things I suggest can seem almost counterintuitive. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy effectively so you are moving that energy to your back, so now you're working only half as hard but getting twice as far. As a result, there's movement of energy and joy can be embraced, all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot as the primary medium to connect with intuition. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to succeed, nothing scary can possibly come up. But that being said, there are scary looking cards, but sometimes those are actually the best cards. Please know that I am not a fortune teller and my readings are not predictive, as I believe that messes with free will. I can totally understand the desire to know when something will happen. I want to know too, I hear ya. Yet it actually can make a person feel even more frustration because the path to get to the place of joy can seem too challenging to overcome if no path is even laid out. This can actually yield even more stress and frustration. So I call myself the MBA psychic as, in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to embrace joy are presented through the intricacies of the cards. In addition, last year I was given the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States in the book Top 50 Psychics by Jennifer Diamond, which was totally awesome. So while I will be doing shorter three-card readings on air today, if you'd like to schedule a full session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. Today, I'll be using the Rider-Waite Tarot Card Deck, so feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. As each reading is done with a fresh perspective, I really do not look at stock interpretations of a card. I don't know who wrote them. Plus, the interpretations vary from source to source, so I am most interested in the pictures of the cards when I do a reading. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I will be pulling cards on the caller's behalf using my left hand, as that's my non-dominant hand. The non-dominant hand is the one that accesses the unconscious. It's a really interesting thing. As when I do an in-person reading and my client pulls the cards, I always ask them to use their non-dominant hand. I have to watch it like a hawk, though, as so often, just out of habit, we use the dominant hand. When I see my client using their dominant hand as they reach to confidently pull a particular card, I remind them to use their non-dominant hand, and then suddenly, the card that they were so confidently going for before is not the one that actually gets picked. Before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. Now, before I begin readings, I always try to think of a tarot card that best talks to the subject of the day's show. And since we just began the spring season this week, I thought I'd highlight a tarot card that really talks to spring, and that is the Page of Pentacles. In this card, you have a green, fertile landscape where all the snow has melted, although there may still be some hanging around in your area. In the center of the card is a young page holding up a pentacle to the sky, preparing to plant his idea, his dream, and watch it grow. Once he does plant it into the ground, however, he is best served when he releases control of how it ultimately grows. When we plant seeds into dirt, we can talk, feed, sing to it all we want. However, we have no control over whether the plant develops three petals or four, whether the buds open on a Monday or a Tuesday. If we choose to place energy towards those things, however, it only leads to stress and perhaps disappointment when things don't go according to plan. However, if you can do the preparation that you need to do ahead of time, knowing that you will never fully be ready to launch the idea or dream, still go ahead and plant it. Then, allow change to occur without attachment. By doing this, it can actually exceed any expectation that you had initially planned for before you launched. Well, I'm going to go take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to go straight to readings. So, Stacy, hold on. We'll be getting to you on the other side of the break. If you'd like to get a tarot card reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. I love that song. It reminds us that we have switched to spring, even if the weather forecast is still a little cold. Spring is a great time of renewal, beginnings, and growth, and just have fun with the adventure of it all. Today, I'm doing 3-card tarot card readings, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let us get right to the calls. And Stacy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How's everything going today?
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's going well. How are you?
Very good. Is there anything that you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Well, I'd like to specifically ask about my new business. I'm very excited about it. It just feels right in everything in my life. It just feels like the right one, and I have a lot of different things I'm going to do. This one, it feels like the one I should begin with.
Excellent. I love it. Well, I love the, first of all, the words that you're using and just the energy that you're putting forth towards it. So all of that, A plus, fantastic. Let's take a look. Sure. Well, while you were talking, I was shuffling the cards and I cut the deck using my non-dominant hand. And then I chose 3 cards on your behalf. So let's take a look and see what the cards have to say. Okay, so we start with a card called the 5 of Cups. Now, in this card, you see opportunity that is right there, and it's standing right behind a person. However, he is focused on some 3 spilled cups of wine. So there are 3 spilled cups of wine in front of him, 2 upright open cups behind him. And so the opportunity is right there, closer than you think. It's all good. However, it's important to recognize if you are putting energy forth towards perhaps past issues, past, you know, things that didn't go right. One thing you did say was like this opportunity. And so it's like, are we releasing and letting go of perhaps some things that didn't fly in the past, some sadness, beating yourself up, kind of being that critical nature to yourself, that almost perfectionist attitude? All of those are weights and energies that you can be putting forth. And the effect of it is that it makes it just that much harder to turn to embrace all of those wonderful opportunities that are right there. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Oh, it absolutely does. That is absolutely, I've been working at releasing and letting things go that don't serve.
I love what you said, except for one word, because I'm a big stickler about words, because words have their own weight. And you said, I'm working at releasing things that don't serve me. To say I'm working adds absolutely nothing to the sentence. And yet what it does is it creates that added strain, like, I'm working at it, I don't know if I'm going to do it, as opposed to just saying, I'm releasing things that no longer serve me. Can you hear the difference? Because it means exactly the same thing, but when you're working at releasing it, then those spilled cups are still in front of us.
Oh, absolutely. I'm releasing it all.
Love it. Let's take a look and see what else is going on here. Something challenging or blocking you is the 6 of Swords. Again, love this card because this is an action card. This is a movement card. And in this card, you see a person steering his boat away from the turbulence of that's kind of existing right now, towards the calmer waters. So he is clearly heading toward the action, the intent, everything is going towards that more peaceful, serene place. That being said, this intent was something challenging or blocking you, some of the swords, some of those things that are hanging around are coming with you on the journey, because you can see those swords on the boat. And the effect of them is that it weighs down the boat, slows it down, and it actually blocks the view of the person steering the ship. But know that this is the ocean. So chances are the swords aren't that deep, meaning that you have the power to pick up the swords, throw them overboard, dump them in the ocean. And with even one thing that you're releasing, your ship gets faster and the destination begins to be clearer. One thing you may want to consider doing is a healing exercise that I talk about a lot, where since you are releasing, you're no longer working at releasing, but you are actually releasing, is to find some time when you're not going to be disturbed and take a sheet of paper out and a pen and write a letter to the person or situation, living or past, who may have put some extra kind of spilled cups of wines or some extra swords on your boat, and just put everything that's taking up the valuable real estate inside on that sheet of paper. I hate that you made me feel this way. I hate that this happened. And when you're done, wait, see if anything else from the unconscious comes up. When there's nothing more that can be said and written, write, however, I choose to live my life with love and joy and happiness. And so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. Now, this is not forgiveness. That's a different matter. This is just, even though you're writing it to this person, it has nothing to do with this person. What we are just doing is we are ritualizing the releasing process. As soon as you have written that out, write your name and then immediately burn or shred the letter. Imagine it as toxic waste that you've just put out on paper. You don't want to hold on to it for a minute. You don't want to reread it. You don't want to take a picture of it. You just want to get rid of it and burn it. And then note how your body feels as you do that. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. Okay.
Yay. So I turned over the advice card, and I have to say, Stacy, I love this advice card. It is actually one of the more positive cards in the tarot. And it's card number 19, the Sun. Now, in this card, you see this child, which I like to put as the inner child, just riding a horse under this beaming sun with the rays, and there are three sunflowers behind him. And why I particularly love this are twofold. One is that in the first card, the current situation is that while there are two wonderful opportunities right behind him, he's focused all of his energy and attention on the three spilled cups of wine. And the advice is to take those three spilled cups of wine and plant them in the ground and have them form these beautiful three sunflowers that are in the background of this card. Because no experience is ever wasted, but we can choose how we want to absorb that or release it. The other thing is that you've got that inner child just having the time of her life, enjoying the adventure and the joy of this entire journey. And we are best served when our inner child is our GPS. And it's when in the past you have not had your inner child be your GPS is when we've ended up with those three spilled cups of wine. So now it's the time to just let her have fun with this business. Enjoy the adventure, knowing that your journey is completely unique and will look like that of nobody else on this planet. So there is no sense beating yourself up, no sense comparing. And we just want to get rid of us. Even one sword from your boat will make the journey that much faster towards that destination.
Perfect.
Well, this is an exciting time. Will you please let us know how things go with everything?
I will. I'm just very excited. I thank you so kindly for that beautiful reading. And yes, I will. I'm so excited.
Are you? I'm so glad. Now, and do you believe that your business will be a success and joyful?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's why I feel I'm drawn to it so strongly, and why it resonates on all my levels to be the right course. Because I have a lot of love ideas, and I love them, and it's fun. This is the one that has all the levels ignited and all my cells vibrating. So even when you were chatting at the end there, all my cells were like vibrating, going,
I love it. You know, one thing that you may also want to do is handwrite a list of your non-negotiables, of what you're wanting. But similar to in the beginning when I talked about the Page of Pentacles, once you plant it, make sure that on your list are no specifics, because when we add specifics to our list of non-negotiables, then we actually tie the hands of the universe from being able to exceed our expectations. And so when you're writing down your list, it's like, I want to feel joy, financial success, travel, no travel, all those qualities, but without those specifics in place. By doing that, you now have a guide in terms of what to put your energy towards and what not to, but then you also allow then the universe to give you those twists and turns, those detours of where some of the more joyous and more kind of unique serendipity kind of aspects can come to life, as opposed to kind of controlling the outcome, because we all want to control the outcome. It's just ingrained in our nature. But, I mean, we all do it. I'm a type A control freak. Most of my clients are as well. So we all do it. So it's kind of having to work against our own best nature in that regard. But Stacey, you are on your way. Please let me know how things go. And it's been an honor to do a reading for you today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Well, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
If you knew my story, you'd have a hard time believing me. You'd think I was lying.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place? That is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Many of us have patterns that have been long held in our field. We attract the same energies, take the same jobs, go to the same toolkits of experience and survival. That is a lot of what patterns are about: security, safety, and survival. Even if they don't work, at least we understand them. But destiny, even the word sounds boundless. It comes from your soul essence, a completely different place. When we listen to the guidance coming to us, that is where it is taking us. Let's go. Are you ready to shift into your best life? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, audio products, classes to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific and 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or an event nationwide, you can do so on my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's Elite Tarot, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I love that song, which is from the musical Bright Star. It talks to the fact that we all have a story, and our stories are all truly unique, with challenges and joys, twists and turns, and unexpected serendipity. As we're in this journey together, and all surrounded by energy, the more we can hear the stories, cheer people on, be there for each other, cry at times with others, and above all, celebrate each other's joys, the better. So I'm doing tarot card readings today for callers, doing a three-card tarot card reading. First card representing current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call, 800-930-2819. So, do we have any callers on right now?
We do, yes, and there are a few lines open, so get in while you can. And now we're going to take Martha. She's calling in from Seattle. So, Martha, welcome to the show.
Martha, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm nervous. I'm not normally a caller into the radio, so.
Oh my gosh.
But I've been listening to your show, and I've been wanting to call you, so.
Oh, well, Martha, I'm nervous too. So we got something in common here, and nothing at all to be nervous about. I always say we're in this whole thing together.
Okay.
So, is there anything that you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Yes, I do have something. So right now, my creative life is great, and a lot of inspiration, a lot of support for that. I'm actually doing a lot of work for, I'm having an upcoming show, and but the thing is, and this is an ongoing issue for me, right now, it's about friendships, and it's at a very low ebb, and I think some really old wounds are coming up about it. I have a great partner. I was alone for years, so it's sort of like whack-a-mole. It's like these great things are happening, and then I feel this really major lack that's sort of connected with my own feelings of worth.
So
I'm wondering about that in terms of, like, friendships. I guess that's what it is, it's friendships.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you. The thing that was coming up when you were talking, first of all, great things going on, so that's all fantastic. And just so you know, while we're chit-chatting here, I've just been pulling three cards on your behalf, so we'll get to those in a second. But one thing that in terms of the friendship thing, I can totally understand where you're at. You know, when we're in college, when we're in school, it's so easy to connect with others. But when we're going on about our life and then we've got all the other things going on and happening, it can be challenging. One thing that something I talked about briefly with the last caller, Stacy, is all about how you're best served when your inner child is your GPS. Now, if, as you said, that there's kind of been some things that you're going through in terms of healing. So if the adult in you is going through healing, then imagine what's going on with the inner child. Now, I don't know if have you ever given a gift to like a 2-year-old or a 5-year-old? You know, you get this wrapped gift and you spend a lot of time picking out the gift and everything like that. However, the child is really just interested in the wrapping paper, which means that your inner child is not necessarily going to use the same tools as the adult in healing, but also in some ways it's a little bit easier because the child's much more easily satisfied pretty quickly. But inner child healing is different from adult healing. And so I want you to think back on some of the things that you used to love to do when you were 6, when you were 8 years old, and that would have you just like rolling on the floor, just feeling on top of the world. Because those things are when you felt at your most secure, safest place. And if you can't think of what those are, and you don't have to share it with me, but if you can't think of what those are, that's an answer, and that's a very different answer. Can you think of what some of those things are or not?
Well, I think it would definitely have to do with being outside and playing and animals.
What kind of animals?
We had a dog and, probably dogs.
So do you have a dog now?
No. My dog died and we live in a place where we can't have pets, but we kind of have befriended some squirrels. Well, they're like surrogate pets, not really, but...
I hear you, but you know what? Yeah. Squirrels are not dogs. And the reason why I say that is that it was for you growing up, it was playing with the dogs, playing outside. So what I might recommend you do, and this is not for adult Martha. Adult Martha, she's doing what she needs to do for healing and all of those things. But for inner child Martha, who is wanting to connect and make those friendships and connections, is visit a friend with a dog. You don't have to tell them why you're visiting them. Just like you're playing with the dog. Going outside now that the springtime and the weather is starting to get a little bit warmer, maybe stop by a little playground, just swing on the swing set. Do those things, but recognize and not count them as frivolous or silly, but look at how your body feels when you're doing that. Because again, those inner child healings are very different from adult healings. I have had a client once who was saying, oh yes, I'm doing yoga and I'm working out. And I said, there is no 8-year-old who is like saying, oh, I can't wait to do yoga and work out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Give that a try and see how that changes the energy, because we need that inner child vibrant and robust to kind of move the energy forward. Because the first card that came up is actually a card that really talks to this energy, and it's the Knight of Pentacles. Now, knights are wonderful. They are loyal. They are dutiful. Let me tell you, the most amazing people. But when a knight comes up in this core position, it talks about the fact that the knight is waiting for orders, kind of is waiting for the king to decide what the knight should do, meaning that you're not in that place of feeling that you're owning your own direction forward, and you're kind of waiting and depending on that from others. And what's more is that this card, the knight, the horse is just, you can look this card up, the Knight of Pentacles, the horse is just stuck. And meaning that there's just no movement. And so when a knight comes up in a core position, I'm like, okay, how do we turn that knight to a king? Because we got all the letters of a king in here, and you have all the ability. One of the key things, and again, it's kind of counterintuitive, first start by just feeding that inner child who's also dealing with healing issues and is also trying to let something, is also letting things go. And again, it's going to be different because we need to get that inner child, because that is who you take orders from. And yet if your inner child is feeling beleaguered or wounded or any of those things, then the, as an adult in your knight position, you're kind of waiting for those orders. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Something challenging or blocking is the Queen of Wands, which tells me, first of all, Martha, you've got all the strength and all the ability to do whatever it is you're doing and everything. But now wands are all about creativity. Mm-hmm. And this is a bit of a kooky queen. And you'll see this card, she's got a sunflower instead of a scepter. She's got this painted throne behind her. She's got this little black pussycat instead of a snarling lion, meaning that this is a queen that's a little out there, which is fantastic. What was the point of you being kind of so out of the box if it wasn't meant for you to embrace it? And so you can't embrace it in one aspect of your life and not embrace it in the other. But that being said, people may not necessarily all say, you know, hey, this is, you know, it may not gel for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're needing to change yourself, because that's when we go to that knight persona. It's more, this is who I am, and I am just going forth with my own creativity, my own joy, what inspires me. Mm-hmm. In terms of the advice card, the card is the Ten of Wands. Now, in this card, you see a person, and he's carrying heavy these ten wands in front of him, and it makes it hard to see where he's going because he's trying to hold everything together. Mm-hmm. Whereas if he just releases one or two things, maybe from your physical to-do list, your actual to-do list, or some kind of emotional thing that you were like, okay, I got to do this, it makes it so that you can enjoy those joys and really not feel like things are so much of a burden, but also then you're able to see that destination. It's when you try to twist yourself into a pretzel to be someone that you're not, that's when the movement sort of stops and we then kind of look to other people to define us. Whereas you are fully defined. We just need to, I think that going out, playing with the dog, playing with the swing set, whatever you need to do. And I can even hear it in your voice. It's different. How a little thing can yield a world of difference. You also may want to consider doing the healing exercise that I talked about in the last call. So you may want to play back this thing just to hear it over. When we come back from break, I'll also go through that healing exercise one more time. But I'm not worried about you for a second. You do your thing. My pleasure. I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, it's been so great. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Please keep us updated, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thanks, Eve. Bye.
Bye-bye. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking some more energy and reading, so stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Miss any shows during the week? No! Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yeah! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So before we close the show, I wanted just to talk briefly about energy blocks. On this show, I go through lots of different reasons why movement has stopped. However, there is one unusual situation that might be leading to blocked energy that I don't think I've mentioned yet. Now, if your drain is stopped up, 9 times out of 10, the culprit is whatever is clogging up the pipes. Once that's removed, the water flows smoothly again. However, there's that 1 time out of 10 when the culprit is the pipe itself. As it's hard to identify if the problem is the pipe or the blockage, it helps to have someone else take a look and see. When I started my practice, one situation seemed to occur again and again. It actually happened so often that I came up with a name for it. A client would share that they had just moved to their city 6 months, a year ago, and just not feeling any traction. No joy, no advancement, no relationship, nothing. From a universe perspective, it was clear in the reading that this person was trying to make it work, when frankly the environment or city was just not right for them for whatever reason. So I named this situation Metroitis, Metro comes from metropolis or city, and itis for inflammation of. I even experienced this myself when I moved to a city and found the feeling like pushing against a brick wall. I just thought my experience was unique, and I was truly shocked when I would see this over and over again. Yet no one ever really talks about it because it sounds kind of weird and very woo-woo. Once a person would realize that perhaps it's not them, but it's their environment, it gives a person a great sense of power and options. Although granted, the solution may be a bit more complicated due to moving logistics concerns. I so often see someone looking at a proverbial closed door and trying to find ways to get the door open. Perhaps they can bang down the door, try to force open the lock, push really hard, and so forth. The brain even gets involved and thinks something is happening because it's so engaged. The more closed the door is, the more the brain thinks that there must be great reward if only they can get that door open. This happens a lot with career when a person is struggling to get their foot in the door, excuse the pun, get promoted, find their place of belonging, only to be ignored, passed over, and given more tedium. From an energy perspective, I look at a proverbial closed door and say, that's the universe saying go to a different door. If the door is not giving way, and yet you choose to place energy towards opening it, then that is energy that's being taken away from finding other open doors to go through. It's hard, however, to let go of the engaged brain and ego. I get it. However, how much more energy do you want to put forth, and at what cost? Counterintuitively, the challenge actually comes in when you see a door that is open and do not see any red flags, yet your brain is not engaged. Perhaps it's because that you never saw yourself going through that door, or you can't see where going through that door would lead. I always say, go through open doors, but honor any and every red flag you see. And it is perfectly okay if your brain resists. It just wants you to keep you safe, and safe equals the known. Your brain will catch on later. It's similar to when you're starting, you know, I always talk about the gym analogy. On January 1st, my gym was twice as full. All the machines were being taken up and everything. There's so many more people there. This is all fantastic because this is the year people are saying, this is the year I'm going to make the change. I'm going to do this for myself. Unfortunately, they're not there now. And my gym is back to being in its normal state with the fewer people. It's not that they were doing anything wrong. It's just that their brain sabotaged their efforts going forward because their motivation ran out, but they couldn't really see where that open door was leading. Instead, just keep going through, following the program, going through the open doors, but always honor those red flags that you see along the way. Sometimes when a door opens, it is a path to a new beginning, but it could also be a test from the universe saying, is this person really going to keep going down this path of faith and honoring themselves, or are they just going to end back where they were before? So that's when you go back to your list of non-negotiables. You go back to what it is that you're looking for to make sure that as you go through those open doors, when your brain is not engaged, that you're honoring those red flags that you see. So again, you know, this has been such a great day just doing calls for people. And if you're interested in having a full profile reading, you can do so directly on my site, which is elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com. And I can't believe how fast this hour has gone. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Welcome to Spring Energy show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you so much, Benny, for running the show. And thank you to one and all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week and look forward to next week's show. Next week, I will have two guests on, Victor and Cooch Daniels, talking about chakras and their latest book, awakening the chakras, the seven energy centers in your daily life, which I cannot wait to get to. Plus, we're going to be doing readings. So please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.